Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So we found out some problems with doing research on psychedelics.
You sucked face with a dude in a van.
No, that's no problem.
Right.
That's,
good. Finally admit that.
When you research the psychedelics, you're talking to guys who are tripping balls.
Didn't the guy just die that made them?
No, that's not the problem.
No. When doing research on psychedelics as a treatment for depression.
One of the guys doing the research can't be tripping balls.
No.
He has to be just the guy taking the data down, right?
But he has to interview the subject.
I know, but
who
he's
would happen to be tripping balls.
Yeah, but he's got to take the data down that's not tripping balls.
Here's the deal. When you're doing research, you got to have a control group.
Oh, so you got somebody who's
not tripping.
Right.
Or compared to someone who's tripping.
To take the data
down. Now then, this controlled group.
Or takes a placebo.
Has to take a placebo. Well, you know if you're not tripping.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the trouble with doing research with psychedelics, because the control group knows they're not tripping.
Yeah, you can't even fake that.
And that guy is bummed. That. Oh, hell. I got the placebo.
Yes. Now then, there were some people that there was a few people who thought that they were tripping and weren't, when they think that may have the,
Pavlov's dog?
No, but you're close.
The placebo effect?
When you're close to someone and you get high as well.
Contact high.
That's where they think this concept, at least, of a contact high came from, because these people who were not tripping thought they were.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to
just
talk
them into it. Everything's really weird. Yeah, it is.
You didn't need like four or five people who have never tripped before. And then, if you're tripping for the first time, you're probably freaking out.
Yo, what is this bitch tripping about?
I'm glad I found that, man. I need that. I'll be playing that a lot in the future.
Yo, what is this bitch tripping about?
One study they did at McGill University, they all got placebos, and about half of them thought they were tripping.
Yo, what is this bitch tripping about?
Once again, I understand you've seen the stories where somebody thinks they're drinking punch without vodka in it or something like that, and there's no vodka, and like a high school girl will go, I'm feeling so drunk, and there's nothing in there.
Well,
I get that, but tripping is not getting drunk. It's tripping.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make up, whoa.
But this is what they did. All the participants were given a drug and told that it was similar to psilocybin, the active compound in magic mushrooms, but it was just a placebo. They spent the next 4 hours together in a room with music, paintings, colored lights, visual projections. A group of hired actors were mixed in with the group, and they would gradually act out the effects of the true drug over the course of the experiment. There were also psychiatrists, research assistants, and everybody. And so some of those people thought they were actually tripping.
Got it. Somebody that invented something just died. 75 years old.
They'll do that.
No. He was no, but it was about a psychedelic. He invented a certain psychedelic, and he's dead now. It was just in the news on Twitter within the past 2 days.
Okay.
And you'd recognize the name of the actual drug, too, and I can't remember what it was.
Was it like ketamine or something?
No, that's for horses, right?
I guess it's not really.
I don't know. Yeah, there was a psychedelic pioneer that just died, and he invented one of those things. You know, I don't think it was acid, because acid had been around before then. I don't know. I just saw it. I should have remembered the tweet.
Timothy Leary.
No, because it wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I find. Yeah. Timothy Leary.
No, he just died. I know he did.
And,
but Timothy didn't invent it.
Ram Dass.
This guy was a chemist.
I love that name.
Right.
Ram Dass. Yeah. Is it Rom?
Somebody's
going to
know. Somebody saw that. Let me know.
It's Ram Dass.
It is Ram Dass, but I like Ram Dass.
That would suck to be stuck in a group of room with a bunch of people who are tripping and you're not tripping.
Yes. You get the placebo. Oh,
but it would suck worse if these were people acting like they were tripping.
Right.
Yeah.
And they weren't tripping.
Whoa.
Yeah. Nerd. Nerd. You ain't
Dude,
high.
I'm going to need another dose.
My friend and I were like the only people on LSD at this house in Manhattan, Kansas once, and that got weird.
The only people.
Well, they were like drinking, so they had like a bunch of instruments set up in their basement. So this guy just kind of like passed out on the floor, and then we gave him what my friend referred to as a heavy metal alarm clock.
Right.
Where you just wheel the amp over right by him, keep everything turned down. Somebody gets on the drums, you do a silent count off, and then just pow, pow.
Oh, just start hitting the chords?
Yeah, that dude was not... He didn't think it was very funny.
I never liked crowds when I was on the psychedelics, and I remember eating a bunch of mushrooms once, and there were probably about 40 people in my apartment. And
probably
I went,
10.
I went to the bedroom, and I crawled out the window. And I just went for a walk around the block.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Just to get away from people.
You couldn't go through the door.
No.
Yeah. They would have seen you leave.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But now I think I want to eat some mushrooms again. They're all the rage in Denver because it's decriminalized.
I think the placebo.
And it's decriminalized because it got so popular. There's just a whole wave.
It sounds appealing.
I think I want to start eating mushrooms again. That's good.
That's the quarantine talking.
Absolutely it is.
I think you did that 3 months ago.
That and I see my friends tripping in Denver.
Yeah.
And they're my age.
Yo, what is this bitch tripping about?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing mushrooms again. Now I'd have to wait until this is over.
Yeah.
I don't want to trip with the kids in the house.
No, you don't.
No.
Yeah, like, Dad, why are you painting your room just that one spot?
Ever having a bad experience on the mushrooms?
No.
The acid? That's a different story.
That can get dicey.
No bad experience on the acid?
Never.
I hated the hangover. It's like someone was gripping your medulla oblongata the next day. Yeah. You had a headache going the next day. That's what I didn't like about that.
The LSD hangover is better than the ecstasy hangover.
I've never tried it.
The ecstasy hangover, you wake up in the arms of a dude.
Well, the next day you're just like, happiness is gone. Because I think ecstasy just like squeezes all the happiness out of your brain. Then you wake up the next day and you're like, oh man.
Happiness is gone. I love that line.
Don't do drugs.
You don't need that now.
No.
You wake up today and you can't leave the house, happiness is gone. Oh my God.
What Todd said.
What?
Don't do drugs, kid.
Oh, yeah. No, don't.
I know we make it sound fun.
Yeah, but
no, believe me, they're not.
For every fun story, we get a bunch of horrible ones.
Yeah. There are some.
But the good ones. Yeah.
You think there's people jumping off of balconies when they smoke weed.
Yeah.
They're jumping off the tops of buildings with the psychedelics.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Swan diving.
Baby steps. That's just the legalized weed.
You realize halfway down there's not a pool there. You're like, oh, no.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Facebook will start warning users.
One time when I was tripping on acid, I thought I died. I was laying in the back seat of my car. Someone else was driving, I think.
And you thought.
And we were going down a windy road, so it felt like I was just spiraling.
What the hell were you on?
Going into hell. And I specifically remember You Can't Always Get What You Want was pumping over the car stereo with the the angelic chorus.
Yeah.
Remember we were in Cancun, you and me, for that trip years ago, and you were...
Oh, yeah, I ate some then.
You ate some acid then, and we left Senor Frogs. And there was a medium between that and the other side of the...
No, we were going to Senor Frogs.
We were coming back.
We were coming back from downtown.
Well, whatever. You laid down in the medium.
We had just seen a midget with a big sombrero and half a dozen bowls of salsa on his head.
Oh, that's right.
That freaked me out.
You saw that. Nobody else did.
No.
He's right.
That was Tripp.
No.
That was the
Tripp. I was driving a purple dune buggy.
Yeah, he was.
And I wasn't tripping, but I shouldn't have been driving probably. I was drinking. But I was driving a purple dune buggy, and we drove in from Old Town Cantoon.
That's hilarious.
Just shut up.
Oh, man.
In this story, I'm drunk, so shut up.
All right, cut. Take two.
So I remember Todd just laying in the median going, ah. And I remember just saying, I looked at him, and I go, well, I'm going to the bar. And I think I left him there. Somebody else showed up.
And I was kind of comfortable with the crowd.
Right. Oh, yeah, you were being
on the ground?
Yeah. In the median?
Because when I got into the bar.
Oh.
Yeah, there was no crowd in the median. Right. And I enjoyed that, looking at the stars. Yeah.
Okay.
But I remember...
Yeah, you were gone.
I was engaged with some couple, and it turns out they were from Omaha.
Yeah.
So I just latched onto them and chewed their ear off for the rest of the night.
They weren't happy, I'm sure.
No, they weren't.
They've got their Todd story.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure I annoyed them to no end.
Yeah, but we'd only been on the air here 6 months when that happened, so it wasn't like old Todd. It was like, who's this guy?
The stories of I thought I was dying and I laid down in the median in traffic. That's why I want to avoid psychedelics.
Well, it was grass. There was grass in that medium. There was grass. Now I would let them there by.
These are the stories that make me go. Yeah,
there was
maybe
grass
not.
In that medium.
It's not the turn lane. Yeah.
No, nobody was getting hurt.
No,
it's
we don't know.
Fine.
It was not exactly a good. No, anybody could have got hurt that night. We didn't care that night.
How easy would it have been for someone to jump that curb?
Easily.
Yes. Okay.
Easily.
Thank you.
Easily.
Thank you.
No, it was not a safe situation the whole night.
And
but we all have those stories. Don't do those, kids.
There was that one time I thought I was dying and going to hell.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an experience I need.
Descending.
Purple dune buggy, no seatbelts.
When you saw the midget with the salsa on his head, did you ask somebody else if they saw that too?
Yeah.
You have to when you're tripping. Yeah.
That guy existed.
Yeah.
He wore a sombrero, and he was a midget, walked up to every table. The guac was right in the middle of his head, and the chips were all around the outside on the top of the hat. You took a chip off his hat, and I'm thinking, this is probably exploitation, but it was 1994. I'm thinking, who cares?
And Mexico.
And he's Mexico. Mm-hmm. We're dipping guac off a midget's head.
Oh, I got one more. One more from Arizona. This was very freaky. We were tripping in the desert, and we're coming down, and we decided to pull over and look over. It's a lake, Canyon Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And we pull up. I get out. Another car pulls up, gets out. It's my neighbor from Rugby, North Dakota.
So that would have freaked you out.
Oh, Todd, how you doing? Oh, hi, I'm tripping my ass off.
Oh, wow.
I hadn't seen Todd. These people in probably 5 or 6 years.
Did you know to this day if it was actually them?
Yes. Yes. Because they called my parents and said they ran into me and that I was acting kind of strange.
Why are you in Arizona and why is your face melting?
Remember all these stories.
My face wasn't melting. Their face was
melting.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's what you say to them. Why are you in Arizona?
All these stories started when Todd said he wants to do mushrooms again. Earlier in this segment.
It's such a relief when you're tripping and you see something insane and you ask somebody, they're like, that's there, right?
Right,
and they're like, good.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Like, there's a center to the universe.
It wasn't.
But those are some good memories.
Like the shadows.
That hung with me for a long time.
Good because you didn't die in any of them.
Right.
Right.
I remember that time I thought I was dying.
Right.
Ah, that was a good memory.
Hilarious.
We were tripping balls in high school once, and this SUV with a bunch of hot girls in it pulls up next to us, and they're like, hey! And we're like, what? Like, that never happens.
Like, you had nothing.
They're like, what's up?
You had no comeback, right?
Well, they go, your gas cap's open.
Yeah.
And then they drove off.
Oh.
That was it.
No opening lines.
No, they just wanted to tell us that we're stupid, and we left the gas cap open, and then they took off.
Are you sure that was real? The hot chicks talking to you might have been part of the trip.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Don't do drugs, kids.